Peter de Hoogh's seductive painting has something of the stage set about it. So I asked the cinematographer, Simon Archer, to consider the painting from the point of view of someone trying to light this carefully contrived scene.
At first, I thought the title, Card Players in a Sunlit Room, was a little misleading because there are no strong dramatic sunlight effects visible here on the canvas. It's a very soft world that we're looking at. The light is very soft. It envelops the figures. It sort of wraps itself around them in a diffused way. And this is a sort of cloudy Northern European sort of weather that we're seeing outside. There's no direct light to speak of at all. So yes, it is very definitely sunlight. That's the only source of light in the room. But it's not hard, bright sunshine with hard shadows that you might expect from the title. There's a fair amount of artifice, I think, in this picture, though, because it's not genuinely a representation of what this room would look like if you just sat those people there and had the door open on a day like that. There's a lot more light focusing our attention towards the seated woman playing cards and dramatising this moment of her selection of her next card. I think that the brightness of that wall is sort of improbable. Yes, it's a white wall, but it's considerably brighter than any of the values outside, and it's drawing us towards that part of the room and that colourful hat, and then down to her hand of cards. And similarly, I think the light on her face isn't entirely as you'd expect it. There's considerably more front light onto her left eye and cheek, and you can just see the expression of her mouth. So, yes, I think the painter's giving us a naturalistic representation which we completely go with and accept, but he's also cheating slightly in terms of making us look at what he wants us to look at. As a cinematographer, I myself would be doing exactly the same thing as the painter has done here, and I would be adding extra light out of shot, focusing specifically on her, and that would be part of the art, would be achieving that. He does it with the strokes of his brush, but I literally have to apply light from somewhere that you can't see to make it happen just where I want it to, on her, and not on the gentleman just beyond her, who's beautifully shadowed by that hat, and he's only lit by a little bit of bounce off her dress. In fact, you've just got this little glow on his cheeks, and closely you look, you'll see a little glint in his eye. So yes, that's exactly what I would be doing. I would be trying to direct the viewer where I wanted. If I didn't do things like that, then the exterior world would overpower and they would disappear into silhouette and you wouldn't see anything of the drama that's going on there.